are listening to KRULP 100.1 FM. The voice of Fairfield Iowa.
Hongoroi, jeden jeden. White terracotta straight ahead. That's the one building that Louis Sullivan designed for New York City. Look at the meticulousness. And you know, that strong vertical launch in the facade is typical of the Sullivan milieu. You know, terracotta becomes one of the major materials of New York City architecture. It's like a sand-baked brick. It's not quite granite and it's not quite brick. It kind of walks the mainstream middle. And it was excellent for New York architecture because it could hang off of the skeletons of the buildings. It's much lighter than stone. The difference, though, between stone and terracotta, I think with me, that strikes me the most is that terracotta reflects the sunlight and stone absorbs it. And you can see the bouncy light along this building. When I see terracotta like this, it just makes me feel like I'm senselessly running through a meadow or high grassland area nude, chasing a woman I've never met before who's entirely nude. And it's just the most raw and primordial chase, two nude human beings running through grassland marsh area. As you move up the building, can't you feel the undulations of her curvature?
Na 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 Well, hi, guys. My name is Disco Dick Richard, but you can call me Disco Dick. I'm your producer, and today we're going to make a disco hit. So everybody relax, and I'll go into the control room and talk to you from there. Okay? Good luck, studio.
Okay, can we start with the drum, please? Who's on drum?
Harry.
Oh, Harry. Harry, can I have the bass drum, please?
Sure, man.
Oh, that's lovely, Harry, but it's the wrong beat. Can we have four in the bar, please? Thank you. Harry, that's terrific, but it's not disco. It has to be, 120 beats per minute for disco. Okay, let's try that. Can we hear the drums now?
Okay, man. Try that.
Okay, that's great, Harry. Now can I have the hi-hat, please?
Yeah, okay.
No, Harry, can you make it faster?
The guy wants it faster.
That's great, Harry. That's terrific. I'm not too happy with the bass drum sound, though.
No.
Can we just check that bass drum? Can you make it a bit tighter? It's a bit flappy.
Try this now.
No, I think it's a bit too tight now. Can we take it back a little? No, it's gone too flappy again. Can we have it tighter, please?
You really know what you want, man.
No, it's still not right. Take it back to the way it was originally.
Hey, this guy's great.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's much better. Okay, now, can we have a drum fill?
My name's Harry, man.
Oh, sorry, Harry. Can we have a drum break, please? Roll around the drums.
How's that?
Oh, that's terrific. Okay, I think now we need to hear the bass. Can we hear the bass, please? Who's on bass?
George, man. George.
Oh, George. Thank you, George. Can we hear the bass, please?
Sure. How's that?
No, George. Hold it, George. I'm sorry. It has to be walking. Sorry. Can you walk the bass, please?
Yeah.
George, where are you going? George, hold it. Where are you going?
You said to walk.
No, George, I didn't mean for you to walk. I meant walking bass. Disco.
Oh, like that?
That's terrific, George. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, who's on guitar, please? Guitar?
Bruce, man. Bruce.
Oh, Bruce. Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Can we have a little guitar, please?
Oh, sure, man. Okay, I'll just get it set up here.
Bruce?
Yeah, okay. I got my lead tied around my foot. Is that better?
Oh, that's beautiful, Bruce. That's terrific. Okay, who's on piano?
Peter, man.
Oh, Peter, can we have some piano now, please?
Sure. You want a funky? Is that okay?
That's really nice and funky, Peter. Thank you. Yes, we're really getting there. Okay, now we need a hook. We need a good strong hook. Do we have anybody that can sing? Oh, who's that girl out there in the studio walking around?
That's the secretary.
Oh, could she sing? Could you ask her if she can sing, please?
Hey, the guy wants to know if you can sing.
Well, I think so.
Okay, can we put a microphone in front of that lady, please?
Stick a mic.
Okay, let's try it. Could you sing something for me?
He wants you to sing.
What do you want me to sing?
Oh, I don't mind. Anything you like. Just do it yourself. But make sure it's disco.
Anything at all?
Yeah,
okay.
Anything.
Okay, I'll make sure I ask disco. Here I go. Do it yourself, disco. Do it yourself.
This evening, our Heavenly Father, you know it's what servants have
what I want you to do for me, Father. I want you to throw your arms around me. Oh, yes, I do. I want you to pop me on every side. Oh, I know. Oh, yes, I
good morning. Whoops, it's raining. Hold on a minute. There. I thought I'd talk to you a little bit this morning about, by the way, this is a new computer and it does all kinds of things, so I have to be careful. I'm not the sharpest tack in the box when it comes to this new equipment. You're talking to a guy, or a guy is speaking to you now, that started driving a Model A car. I remember the first jet airplane and many first things. The Iceman delivering ice to an icebox, taking it off of a mule-drawn wagon. So, but I'd like to speak to you a little bit this morning about young people in particular, about accomplishing things. When I was young, as you know, I had a difficult childhood, but there's no excuse for people not being able to do what they want to do. You can do anything that you want to do. For example, as I've told you before, I lived in the back of an old car. I taught myself to read and write. So if you're young, don't give up. Don't say the world is just against me. That's not true. I taught myself to read and write. I've had 5 books published. I went to college, got a little bit of college. I've studied scripture for many, many years. I've raised 5 children. I've buried a mother, father, sister, brother, wife, and daughter. So a person can accomplish anything that they want. One time, to prove to myself that I was not an ignorant person, I bought a blackboard. And I purchased a correspondence course for computer programming, and I completed it with the Blackboard. So, forge ahead. Don't stop. Never stop learning. Always reach out to better yourself, because when you do that, things expand. You understand more. You're happier. You're healthier. This old saying that if you don't use it, you lose it, is absolutely true. If you don't use that brain that God put in your head, one of these days you'll be sitting on a front porch somewhere and you won't hardly know what's going on. So don't give up. If times are hard, good things nor bad things last forever. But most generally, we are in control of our own destiny. And when I say that, I mean this. If you're not getting ahead, you need to do something to allow yourself to get ahead. For an example, excuse me. For an example, if you want a good job, if you want a secure future, you have to have something to offer a prospective employer. Now, I'm not saying you need a PhD or a master's degree, but you do have to have something to offer. There's going to be a time in this country that people that know how to work with their hands, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, cement layers, machine operators, mechanics, people that know how to work with their hands are going to be in great demand. Yes, it's true. You have to have education and training to be an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer. But I'll tell you the truth. I spent 60 years working. I was successful. I started a couple of businesses. I'm not a wealthy man, but I'm a guy that came from living in the back of an old car to having a nice retirement and to be able to talk to you on this thing. So I'm going to close, but I just wanted to share that with you this morning. Young people, I love you. I do. I love young people. My grandmother always said, you know, when a baby smiles, the angels sing. And that's true. I believe. But young people, you're the backbone of this country. You're the backbone of the world. I don't care if you're in Asia, Africa, Korea, Japan. I don't care where you are, the United States. You are the leaders, the future leaders of this world. So reach out. Be yourself. Don't be afraid to go after what you need. So I love you. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.